At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is The Handle with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hour number two of The Handle here on DraftKings Network and VSiN. Matt Brown, Mike Somich coming to you, proudly brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook each and every Saturday and Sunday. Here we're in Vegas together on the desk, and we see a Cavs team tipping off in about, let's call it 6 minutes. 3-point favorites, 195 the total, plus 130 on the Magic if you think that they win this game seven outright here. Mike, like I said, I've kind of shifted towards the Cavs sentiment a little bit, which I had Magic earlier on in the series. But just as I've seen this play out, it looked like the Cavs were the better team in a couple of these games where they just struggled in one quarter. I know it's a four-quarter game, but we are back home here in a game seven. Pretty strong lean there. I did include it in. We're making some fun bets over here, guys, because we want to sweat and we're going to put the game on. We're going to have a fun bet. So I did include that in a same game parlay in there with the Cavs at -3. This total down, like we said, 1 week ago was 201.5, sitting 195 now.
Yeah, I played the under. Yeah. And we talked about the betting splits, and part of the reason that I played that under, I generally thought this was an under series. We talked about that once it tipped off, that this was one that I'm going to play a lot of unders in. I don't mind the team total under on the Cavs at 98.5. The team total actually ticked up on the Magic, interesting. Since we started the show, it was 95.5. Now you're seeing 96.5 with the removal of Jared Allen from the defense for the Cavaliers. I played a little bit of the same game parlay here as well, just for peanuts, right? I took the under in the game and then played over with rebounds and over with blocks on Isaac. So just trying to find different ways to correlate the parlay to be able to get a little bit more money for a small shot, for just a swing. Because, again, we'll have the game on. We'll be watching it. I do have the Magic for the series plus 165. I mean, I feel like it was a good bet because it's plus 130 here. We're in game seven. I thought they could have stolen game five. They probably could have lost game six. It feels like this has been a pretty nip and tuck series. I may try and buy back some on the Cavs if we get 4 or 5 points at some point in game, if I can get +4, +5 on the Cavs. But I want to point something out. We were talking at break, and you were sitting there looking through the prop markets. I think it's important to mention this. We always say shop around. Make sure you get the best line, right? Make sure you're shopping around inside the single game as well. And you see this a lot. If you're playing player props and you're playing in the NFL, you're playing wide receiver yardage totals. If you're playing quarterback yardage totals, you'll see, you know, and today, the example from the break, Banchero points. He's sitting at 25.5 -115. Inside the same game parlay generator and some of the bets you can bet straight, have him 25 plus points -180. You're paying 65 cents for the number 25.
Yeah.
That is a ridiculous price to pay.
Yeah, don't do that. And again, you can play the other one. Like it's just there's the two options available for you to pick. Take the other one.
Yeah. And so make sure you're shopping around inside these. Don't just go to, okay, let me just see the alternate points for Banchero. Oh, there's 25 plus. I'm going to play that. Because you have the ability to go in and look at his points total. You can even slide his points and get different numbers. Make sure you're utilizing all the options inside a single app, even, to shop around for value when you're looking at these player props.
There is the Byron Nelson going on. It is over at TPC Craig Ranch, which is right outside of Dallas. Right now, Taylor Pendrith is your leader as we're getting going. Jake Knapp, a stroke behind him. I guess anything I would say, if you did want to get involved just for a Sunday sweat here on the golf side of things, I would bet a longer-ish. I would just bet a longer-ish guy, someone down the board, mainly because this course is incredibly easy. We were talking Taylor Pendrith 19 under through three rounds, you know, in this tournament. He went for 63 yesterday. Knapp 67, Wallace 67, Cole 65, Shank 68. There are mid to low 60s all over this course. And so it would not surprise me at all to see somebody kind of come from behind and get this thing done. So just something to think about. There's already people out there that are 5 under through 7 on the course right now as we sit. So it is there for the taking today. So I would not be taking a favorite for a Sunday sweat.
Give me Alex Noren.
There you go.
Yeah, four back. Mm-hmm. Shot a 64 round one.
Yep.
I've heard you say his name before.
Yep. Yeah, there you go. Ben Coles is a birdie maker. He's sitting 850 right now. He's one stroke off the lead. I mean, there are some things here I think that are bettable. You know, again, I just wouldn't play anything short here because
Kelly Kraft any good?
Here's the thing. It just goes to show when they go to these courses like this, everybody on the PGA Tour is awesome at golf, right? Yes. Like everyone on the PGA Tour is awesome at golf. The only thing that separates these people is how tough the conditions are with these courses. You go to these easy courses and you see that we are scrolling to get to someone that is not double digits under par. You have to get to T48 before you see the first guy that's 9 under, you know, I mean, like there are 48 guys that are double digits under par for this tournament. So again, this is a birdie fest, right?
The cut line was -6.
Yeah.
that tells you all you need to know about the course.
Yeah. So again, it's every one of these guys is just amazing at golf. They're the best golfer you would ever see. If you went to your local course and you saw any of these guys, they would be the best golfer you've ever seen in your whole life play. It's just the courses that really does separate everything. As we said, before we went to break, we scour the internet, come up with good news, bad news, and we let you know whether we think it's the good or the bad side of things.
Is it good news?
I got great news, guys.
Or is it bad news?
What type of news is it?
Well, to be perfectly frank, it's bad.
Commanders beat reporter coming out and saying that the Commanders want to rely on a strong defense and run game to reduce the burden on Jaden Daniels. Mike, listen, we get this coach speak all the time, you know, this time of year, specifically when you're going in with a highly touted, highly drafted rookie quarterback. What are you going to say in public? And you're not going to say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to throw all the time. We're going to put all kinds of pressure on this dude, right? Like it is going to be unreal how much pressure we put on Jaden Daniels this year.
No, sling it, baby.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to say that. This is what you say this time of year. You say, like, hey, man, we're going to be looking out for our guy. We're going to make sure we don't overwhelm him. We want to make sure the game comes to him and all that. Yeah, I take nothing from this.
No, I mean, it's a good thought, right? It's a good plan. And then you're going to realize Austin Eckler is your running back and be like, wait a second, we're not going to be able to run the ball efficiently. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we've got Terry McLaurin, we've got Dotson, and we've got these weapons on the outside and a quarterback who's supposed to be dynamic and was the number two pick in the draft. Maybe we should throw the football a little bit. Maybe
I'm looking at this and I'm saying all I can hope is that stuff like this continues to come out and it actually does affect the betting markets where Jaden Daniels numbers may come down or something, or even some of these receivers numbers may come down and give us an opportunity to come in. Cause this is just coach speak. This is nothing more than coach speak. You can't say we're going to put a ton of pressure on our rookie quarterback. Like you can't say that. So you have to say something like
everyone would love to rely on their defense and their run game.
Yeah.
Doesn't work out. That means
That means the game script is going great for you. Like everything is working perfectly.
You're probably ahead and controlling the clock. Congratulations.
Yeah. So again, if we happen to see people overreact to this.
Yeah, I doubt we do.
Yeah, I doubt it. But I mean, if we do, then that would be something maybe we could do that would be a little bit actionable with all of this. Now, we talked about the Clippers and the future of the Clippers and how uncertain that is with only Kawhi under contract, really, as far as guys that can play for that team. Paul George, free agent. Harden, free agent. Paul George reportedly has the 76ers at the top of his wish list. What does that one? What do you think about that from a Clippers standpoint? Do they now become just complete trash? And two, is this what the 76ers need to really actually contend and make a run?
I mean, if I'm Paul George, let's just have a moment here. Let's Paul, tune in, dial in.
Yeah, let's have a talk.
Why do you want to go from Kawhi Leonard to Joel Embiid? Neither of them play in the playoffs, right? We're having injury issues with both of them. Why wouldn't you go to the Magic? Go team up with Paolo Banchero. Go to Oklahoma City. Go have some fun there with those young guys. Don't go to another team that struggles to stay healthy when you're headed toward the playoffs. I don't see why. I understand why Philly would want him. I do.
Yes.
It makes a ton of sense. I don't understand why, if you're Paul George and you just had to live through the last two seasons, last four seasons with the Clippers, and specifically the last two where Kawhi can't play in the playoffs after being able to play in the regular season, why you want to go to a team where Joel Embiid is, where he struggles to stay healthy when the playoffs come around. It just feels like you're trading, you know, a used car for another used car. Like, what are we doing here? Let's go to somewhere where you can actually try and win a championship. To me, you got to go to one of these younger teams who have cap space for you, who have better upside. You're getting a little bit older. You'd be a great role player on one of those teams. You're not the guy. You haven't been the guy for years. You're not going to be the guy next year. Go to somewhere you can win.
So much I want one of these guys to come out and say, you know, I wouldn't mind going down to San Antonio and teaming up with Wimby and seeing like what that might look like. You know, I would love to hear that. I get it. It's San Antonio. It's not sexy. It's not the cool place to go play and all that. I understand all that. But man, you look at what he did this year. If you are a veteran player, I don't see how you can't see what that kid did with all of the hype that was on his shoulders, with all of the pressure that was on his shoulders. You want to talk about pressure? Jaden Daniels, they have none of the pressure that Wembanyama had. And he lived up to every single thing that we expected from him, Mike. And I don't know how a couple of these guys can't kind of get together. And we've seen these guys coordinate where they're going to go before. A couple of these guys get together and go, I want to play a couple of years with that kid. And if he does what he did last year with actually some support around him, that team could be good.
He makes it easy to play basketball when you were playing with him. And like, they didn't have a legitimate point guard this year either. You add a point guard, you add someone like Paul George, that is a immediate playoff contender, top fives type team in the West. And this is a very good West, but you expect Wembanyama is going to be better next year than he was this year. And there was nothing around him. Like, I agree with you. I'd love to see some stars say, hey, I'm going to go. I'm going to play in San Antonio, see what we can do.
It would be amazing. Hopefully somebody out there is thinking like us. What we do also have is a reunited, and it feels so good, or does it feel so good? You tell me, Dallas fans, but Ezekiel Elliott back in town. It's a one-year deal. He can make $3 million with all of this. The Tony Pollard experiment did not work out for the Cowboys, so here comes Zeke. And look, there were times last year where Zeke looked fun. You know what? Zeke actually looked the best catching the ball last year, not really running the ball. He's a bit of a plotter now, but he looked pretty good as a receiver.
He was fine.
Yeah. I mean, he was a good
receiver. Might have been the best player in that offense last year. Like, look, it wasn't a great situation. Now you're going back to Dallas. And if you're Dallas, you got him for $3 million for a year.
Yeah.
Well, there's no harm, no foul here. Good short yardage guy, good goal line guy. Like, I don't mind this signing at all. I think it makes sense for Dallas.
Me neither. And honestly, like I said, use him. Maybe he's a third down guy now. Maybe he is not a typical running back anymore. He was always known as a pretty decent pass blocker. So, you know, maybe he's your third down guy. You're going to be passing anyway. He's either going to block or he'll run a little route for you or something. Like, Zeke's fine. $3 million. It's basically free.
You're not going to feed him like you did in the past.
No.
But he's still a good guy situationally. We're about to tip here. Magic Cavs, let's go, baby.
He'll score you a touchdown or three, you know, over the course of $1 million for every touchdown that he scored.
Not but a great, look, at
these,
ratio.
Look at these rookie leader markets when we come back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is The Handle with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSIN, the sports betting network.
You probably have $199 because you've been winning some bets. Things have been going your way. It's sitting around. You're wondering what you're going to do with it. Well, Mike, we have a way that you can spend $199, and it's going to bring you 14 months of goodness. Yes. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. You can get a VSiN Pro subscription for 14 months for just $199, but you got to use the promo code HANDLE, H-A-N-D-L-E, to unlock this deal, in which we are giving you 2 months absolutely free, $199, VSiN.com/subscribe.
That is 426 days. That is less than 50 cents a day.
Less than 40. We're going to call it 46 cents. I think a day.
I was going to say 47, but yeah, right
we're,
around
we're
there.
We're going to call it something like that.
VSiN.com/subscribe. Promo there code handle, H-A-N-D-L-E.
Go in. Give it a whirl. We are underway 6-5 here at the 9:25 mark of the first quarter. We will continue to keep you updated here as we are in a game seven. Mike, that I got to be honest, I don't have any affinity for either one of these teams, but I'm geeked about this game. Into this game.
It's game seven.
Yeah.
I have a magic ticket, so I care. Yeah. Right. I would like the Magic to win this game, but it's a game seven in the playoffs. How can you not enjoy game sevens in the playoffs?
We can't. We have to
enjoy it.
Contractually no obligated choice. For us. Yes.
Yes.
Here on when we sign up, we have to be geeks for game seven. So it doesn't matter what it is with all of us. So you can head over to DraftKings. You can click on the football tab. It's down on the left side over there. It's no longer in the main menu because it is on the back burner. Football's on the back burner. But you click on that football tab, and when you do, you can see that the NFL is one of the options, and you're going to be surprised as how many options are available over there for you to bet on this early, one of which is NFL rookie leader markets and rookie leader passing yards, receiving yards, et cetera, et cetera. So let's focus on this passing yards one. And so a couple of things going to the handicap, Mike. One, the surrounding team, there's that. Two, is the person even going to start from day one? And so on and so forth. Caleb Williams is your betting favorite at even money to be the rookie passing yards leader. Jaden Daniels plus 250. J.J. McCarthy plus 350. Bo Nix 8-1. Drake May 16-1. Everybody else 60-1 or longer because they are not expected to start or have any sort of significant role as rookies, barring some sort of major injury. Those names do, though, include Spencer Rattler, Michael Penix, Michael Pratt, Jordan Travis, Joe Milton as well. So I look at this and I understand why the odds are where they are for Caleb Williams. But then if we start to really break this down, Mike, I don't know for sure that this Bears team isn't going to be pretty good, isn't going to be fairly decent. And when you're, as we were talking about earlier with this, if you're pretty good, if you're decent, you don't have to throw as much. Sometimes you don't have to be, you're not going to be chasing. You're not going to be doing predictable things. So I think I would be looking elsewhere in this market outside of Caleb Williams, although he is stepping into a great situation with three very good receivers.
Phenomenal situation. Great, great targets on the outside. I agree with you, though. He is the most likely winner of this category. But does he win 51% of the time? Because that's what it takes to be profitable, plus 100. I'm not so sure he does.
Yeah.
I think looking down the board a little bit more makes a lot more sense. You've got Jaden Daniels there in the second spot. Washington, as much as they would like to run the ball and control the game with their defense, will probably struggle doing both of those things. They're not projected to be a very good team. You have the opportunity to be able to throw the football. But give me a third guy on the list here. J.J. McCarthy plus 350. I think that is where you go with this bet. You look at the situation he's stepping to on the offensive side. They don't have a dynamic run game. The defense isn't phenomenal. It's a team that's going to be in a lot of games where J.J. McCarthy's going to need to throw the football. He's got multiple weapons, including the best wide receiver in football and Jefferson on the outside, and you're getting plus 350. You know he's going to be the starter. Let me rephrase that. I expect he's going to be the starter from day one. Yeah. You don't know it for sure, but I expect he's going to be the starter from day one. And to me, when you blend in the situation with the team dynamics of it, it feels like J.J. McCarthy's the right play here. Also, by the way, the least likely to get hurt of those top three guys.
Easily my favorite play is J.J. McCarthy. There's a couple of other things I think that go into this handicap, and I know people are going to giggle when I say stuff like this, but all of this factors in, and certainly whenever you're getting a plus money price on someone, the other thing is J.J. McCarthy plays in a dome. So you're getting a Bears team that plays in the elements. You're getting a Washington team that plays in the elements. There's no telling what one weather game could drastically alter this market, right? I mean, if there is one game in which because of the conditions, Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels can only throw for a little over 100 yards because of what's going on with the wind or snow or combination of both, whatever it may be. J.J. McCarthy's not going to have that for his home games at the very least, right? I mean, he is always going to be playing inside in optimal playing conditions. You also get the weapons around him. Yeah, we like Caleb Williams' weapons. How about the best receiver in the game? How about Addison, who when called upon last year when Jefferson was hurt, played like a wide receiver one? Hockenson is still a very good receiving tight end. I really like the situation here for McCarthy. You and I both think he starts from day one. We know there's a betting market for that out there as well. If you want to go in, you can do that. I think he starts from day one. I like the situation he's in. I like the fact he plays in a dome. I like there's all different. I think there's a whole lot of reasons to like J.J. McCarthy with the price attached to him.
I agree. Yeah. I think, I mean, he should be the second choice in my mind above Daniels. I think that he should probably be sitting in this market closer to the 250 number. Any interest at all in Bo Nix or Drake May?
So listen, Bo Nix is at least intriguing because it is not written in stone that he isn't going to start from day one. And if he does start from day one, the Broncos are not going to be very good.
No.
And when you're not very good, you're trailing. And when you're trailing, you're throwing. And there's a non-zero chance that Bo Nix is the opening day starter for the Broncos. And if Bo Nix is the opening day starter from the Broncos, no matter what you think about the team in general at all, 8-1 is a good price. You should put it in your account. It's just a good bet because he's likely only going to be going up against three other dudes for this. So has a 1-4 chance of getting this. And has probably the worst team of the four, which actually works in your favor when it comes down to a bet like this, because you want the teams to be trailing. You want the guy to have to go into throw only mode. So again, if we knew for sure Bo Nix was going to start 8-1, no matter what you think his talent level is or whatever, all that doesn't matter. Just the price attached is worth the bet.
Well, I mean, when you look at the type of throws he will be throwing, right? He is going to throw a lot of shorter throws, shorter passes to the line of scrimmage because of the offense that Sean Payton wants to run as well. His completion percentage, I bet, is the highest of those top four. That also kind of leans you toward, hey, maybe 8-1, not a terrible price here. But I don't, outside of after Bo Nix, I think there's no one playable in this market. But to me, it's either J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix if you're going to make a bet with the prices attached.
Yeah. And again, if you do want to play Bo Nix and you do think he's going to start, it's baked into this number that it's not guaranteed that he's going to start. If it gets announced at any point over the next 3 months that Bo Nix is going to be the starter, is that the presumed starter, it's not going to be 8-1 because the books are not going to leave themselves open to something like that. So again, it's a deal where that is actually kind of a bet now bet, like that. Actually, if you believe Bo Nix is going to be the starter, because if it gets announced, this number is going to get down. I mean, it's going to be 6, probably something like that. 6-1, 5.5-1, something like that. Because again, it's baked in that he might not start.
No, yeah, it is, especially that 8-1 price. I mean, if he's the starter, you're probably looking at +400, +450, somewhere right in that range. So you're getting some value there. And I can't remember from last week, is Stidham or Nix the favorite to be the starter in Denver? I thought it was Nix.
Yes, it was. Wait, no. We're gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, we'll have to check out the market. If Nix is -300 to be the starter, this +800 number makes a lot less sense.
Yeah. Yeah, he is -300, yeah.
So that's surprising that he's -300 to be day one starter, but you're getting +800 with passing yards.
Yeah, it's a good bet. I mean, again, whether you like Bo Nix or not, if you think Bo Nix is terrible, it doesn't really matter.
I kind of think Bo Nix is terrible, but I still don't think
But it doesn't really matter. It's the number.
It's opportunity.
Yeah. Receiving yards, receiving leader from the rookies, Marvin Harrison Jr., +175, Malik Nabers, +550, Keon Coleman, 6-1, Xavier Worthy, 9-1, Ladd McConkey, Brian Thomas, both at 11, Rome Odunze at 13, everybody else is 22 or longer. You don't bet Rome Odunze here. He is a clear wide receiver 3 stepping in from day one, so you can't make that bet on Rome Odunze. I think the one that's at least somewhat interesting, Mike, is considering we don't know what's going to go on with Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy might just be forced into a wide receiver 1 role. We know obviously Marvin Harrison Jr. is wide receiver 1, and which is why he's at +175. But if we're talking about like kind of a head to head situation here between Harrison and McConkey, where I'm getting, you know, 9-1, by the way, that this has moved. People took that 11-1 on Xavier Worthy. It's now 9-1 over at DraftKings. I think that's at least somewhat interesting.
Yeah, I think Worthy's a little interesting. I think Mitchell for the Colts is a little interesting because you've got Pittman, who's going to draw a lot of the attention. I think that this is going to be a Colts team that's a little better than what people expect. And if Richardson comes back and able to throw the football, that could be a pretty dynamic offense in Indianapolis. I think Mitchell a little interesting at 25-1. But give me Keon Coleman. Plus 750. We always talk about opportunity.
Guess what? You ain't getting him at plus 750 because people like that number as well. This is interesting. People are betting this market.
Yeah.
Well, he's down to 6-1. So, like, I mean, this market is active. People are putting some money into it.
When you're talking about, like, the top three guys on the list, Harrison, Neighbors, mm-hmm. Coleman, they're all WR1 in all those offenses. Who's got the best offense? The Cardinals, the Giants, or the Bills?
Yeah.
It's the Bills.
Yeah.
With a bullet. Like, clearly the Bills. And you've got
best
Josh Allen,
too,
who can make plays. Yeah. He's also a big wide receiver. He's someone who Josh Allen could throw 50-50 balls. And last time I checked, Josh Allen loves him some 50-50 balls.
Yeah. I mean, this is interesting. This market has been bet. I mean, I assume we made this graphic yesterday. So we're sitting here looking at action over the last 24 hours in this market. I love you people. Y'all are crazy like
Fire.
Us. Yeah, I love it. You're out there betting into these markets a year
in advance.
I know. It's amazing. Thank you so much. You just brought so much joy here. Let's talk a little bit of MLB with Adam Rosenberg when we come back.
This is The Handle with Matt Brown and Mike Sumage on VSIN, the sports betting network.
It is The Handle here on DraftKings and VSIN. Matt Brown, Mike Sumage coming to you as we watch a game. We said a rock fight was maybe something we could be looking at. It was a very low 195 total as this thing tipped off. And Mike, we have two teams that are not looking to score the ball right now very often.
Points are at a premium, Matt. It's 20-12 right now. We are late in the first quarter. The Magic went on a nice little five-minute drought. Or, I'm sorry, the Cavs went on a nice little five-minute drought. Magic aren't exactly lighting it up, though, but it's nice to see the Magic have an early lead here. If you played the rebounds props over,
there's
congratulations.
All kinds of
that is
they're
going
missing
very
everything.
Well.
Yeah, everyone's missing everything. We are at the two-minute mark at 20-12 in this game right now. 0-5 from downtown for Cleveland. So, yeah. We got, if you're wondering why it was 195, let's take a look at that.
Yeah, live total.
Live total 185 and a half, 10 points under Aria, 10 points down. Oh boy. So yes, it is. We'll keep you updated as this thing continues, but let's shift over to Major League Baseball. Now join us here on the Progressive Guest Line, Adam Rosenberg. You can find him over at outlier.bet. Adam, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. And I'm not watching the game, but I have a parlay. I have a fun parlay that if Magic money line and Donovan Mitchell to score 40 points at a 1-1 regulation tie from last night, it's like $10 to win 11 grand.
Oh, so well, then we're rooting for you. Okay,
things can kind of move around.
All right.
That would be fun.
We're rooting for you here, then, man. Yeah, we're getting a new sweat.
I'm not sure the Cavs are going to get to 40, so that's going to make it hard for Donovan Mitchell to at this point. But you know, hopefully you can go for it.
Adam, I do want to highlight a game that's going to be first pitch coming in about 4 minutes, and this is mainly because I think a lot of people. We mentioned this a week ago. We happen to be on Tariq Skubal's pitching rotation here, but I don't think a lot of people would know that if they tuned into the Tigers and Yankees today, they would be watching the Cy Young favorite the pitching. He's plus 250 over at DraftKings right now. One, do you think that number is just crazy? Because I mean, he's still the Tigers. It's still plus 250 with all of this. And if you don't like that, is there anybody else you do like in that market?
So for the AL, I think it's wide open. Kind of a lot of things are wide open in the AL because Otani's no longer there. But when I looked at this game and I saw that it had a 6.5 total, I just said, I'm like, wow, we've gotten to that point where their Tigers starting pitcher where this is believed. Look, and also like not to take away from Nestor Cortez because he's bounced back really well and he's really good at home. Tigers are pretty good at hitting lefties. I'm a big Cole Reagans supporter. I know that the Royals have had some issues lately. I actually still have a Reed Detmers 150-1 ticket, but I think that died yesterday when he gave up that walk the bases loaded and gave up a grand slam. I think it's wide open, and it's very hard to back a short favorite like Skubal when he hasn't pitched the innings that's going to be needed to go down the stretch on this. I do think that there's a lot of guys that you can play into. Like I saw Tanner Houck on your list there. I love Tanner Houck. I thought Tanner Houck last year was great. He was one or two within Ks per nine leading until June. And then I believe he took a baseball to the face and then kind of messed up his season. But he's been great. He's been lights out, especially at home for a Red Sox team that has, I believe, the third best pitching rotation in baseball. But I'm backing some guys in the NL if you guys want to go over to that market as well.
Let's do it.
There's a couple of Cy Young guys. I'm big on Shota Imanaga. Sorry, messing up his name. I'm big on the dude. Like, I just think that we haven't had a rookie of the year, obviously, who's also Cy Young. We've had it once, Fernando Valenzuela. But I think Shota's doing exactly that. We've got, I mean, he's top 2% walk rate, top 2% in WOBA, opponent's WOBA. He's given up 5 barrels for the entire season. And the thing that people can look at when they're betting him game to game right now, I think he's like, he was a 12-1 when I took him before. Now he's 10-1. I still think it's fine. Is that teams don't know what to do when they see the spin on his fastball. I mean, Yamamoto had all the press when he came over, but Shota has been absolutely fire. I believe he is the best pitcher in the NL, and he is who is getting my money. Hopefully not a donation like my Cavs parlay. But yeah, I'm all about it right now. So the guys are doing 82 pitches a game. It's like Greg Maddux-esque. It's fantastic to watch.
I love the injection of pitchers we've got this year. And really the last couple of years from Japan, been fun to watch some of those guys come in and see what they can do against major league hitters. Another fun pitcher to watch is Nick Lodolo, who's pitching today for the Reds. He had a terrible year last year, came back. He's 3-0 so far this season. We've seen some money coming on this Reds team. They're down to -115. You look at Baltimore, or -130. Baltimore, you can get +115 in some markets. Who do you like in this one?
So look, I like Baltimore. Look, that total's 9, and that's telling you a lot. Dean Kramer's actually on the Baltimore side. I always come on here and I fade Dean Kramer, but this is not the time I'm fading Dean Kramer. He's actually pretty good on the road. I'm a big Nick Lodolo fan. I have a soft spot as a Phillies fan. I have a soft spot for any left-handed pitcher that's going to dominate with high heat. Shout out Cole Hamels. This isn't really a great matchup for Nick Lodolo, especially given that the Orioles lead in every batting category, but they're especially nasty against lefties. Prop wise, I'm backing Ryan Mountcastle today. Yesterday, backed Adley Rutschman against Andrew Abbott, another lefty. But I like the O's today. This Reds team is just kind of it's funky, and I actually do think that, you know, they're a team that I definitely want, I think, to buy in on, because I think when, you know, Matt McClain comes back, if he does this year, and some other guys, I think that they've had some injuries that have changed around some of their lineup. But not backing Nick Lodolo today. His hard hit rate's a little too high for me. His barrel rate's a little too high against a team that is nasty against lefties. So O's as the road dog for me today.
Let's go to Sunday night baseball. We got the Giants and the Phillies. Giants are going to go with Logan Webb, Taiwan Walker there for the Phillies. About a coin flip, -105 for the Phillies, -115 for the Giants. 7.5 is our total. You backing the dog here?
The dog Philadelphia Phillies, the hottest team in the NL, right? Also 7.5, pretty low for two pitchers that have the high hard hit rates these guys do. Logan Webb's a completely different pitcher when he's on the road. His ERA goes up to 5. Taiwan Walker, obviously he had his first start really since last September against the Padres. Things were great until the 5th inning where he gave up back-to-back-to-back home runs. I like the over in this game. I like the Phillies tonight. The Phillies are really great at hitting off-speed pitches. Logan Webb is not a fastball pitcher. I am eyeing Brandon Marsh tonight to hit a home run. I've been pretty good at hitting, picking some home run hitters. I like him tonight. Brandon Marsh is very good at hitting changeups, which is actually what Logan Webb is so great at. But I don't know how you can make the Phillies dogs, man. They're crazy right now. And the Giants team never hits. I've lived in both these cities, so I have a small spot for both of these teams. But can't back a Giants team that doesn't really hit.
Talking to Adam Rosenberg from Outlier.bet. Adam, keeping with this Philly team real quick, is it a fade, though, for them kind of in the short term here with the Trey Turner injury? How much do you think that affects this squad moving forward?
Look, Trey Turner didn't play for the first half of the season last year. If you were watching the team based on I'm obviously being metaphorical, but he was so bad last year that he was a detriment to the team until July, when everyone gave him a standing ovation and didn't throw batteries at him in Philadelphia and everything turned around. I do think it's going to matter. I actually think it's going to massively impact Bryce Harper, because what has happened in the top of that lineup is you have these two high K batters in Schwarber and Harper sandwiched with Trey Turner, and it's going to absolutely impact pitch selection. Trey Turner's been able to extend at bats, and that's just not going to help out Harper, who comes up right behind him. Obviously, the RBIs, I think, will go down. There's going to be a little bit of a ding, but this team has a really good top to bottom lineup. Like I said, we've been getting a lot of production out of Brandon Marsh, who they acquired a couple years ago from the Los Angeles Angels. The caveman himself has got an OPS that's second on the team. It's at 986. Like, this guy's going to be an all-star. Crushes left-handed pitching. I think that's the thing, is that this team is just kind of grinding it the right way. And the Braves, the thing is that's happening with the Braves is everyone hit last year at the same time. And right now the Braves, nobody is hitting at the same time. So the Braves are on both ends of that spectrum. I think the Phillies might take a little bit of a dip, but look, they have the pitching and the best pitching in the NL to be able to do this.
Now let's change gears here, Adam. Let's look at the NL West here. I think we can all agree the Dodgers, the class of that division, but you like someone else to be able to make the playoffs from the NL West here. And the prices isn't bad right now on the Padres.
Yeah, I think I came in and I gave this out last year too, and it didn't work out. But I like the Padres at plus 220, plus 225. You can find them to make the playoffs. So look, their pitching's been, let's be honest, mid. They obviously just acquired Luis Urias yesterday. That's an automatic on base. Their on base percentage has been great. They've been actually getting production across the lineup. Their Ks are down. I think this is a good team. And like, I think, you know, you still have Dylan Cease on there. You still have Yu Darvish. You still have guys that, you know, can pitch down pretty well for you down the stretch. Their hitting though is top 10. Their pitching's been mid and we'll get better. But this team reminds me a lot of the Phillies from last year, where they were really carried by their hitting. I'm not a believer in the Giants in that division. I don't think that the Diamondbacks are what we thought that they were. The Dodgers are going to do what they're going to do, but I think that there's a lot of value right now in taking the Padres to be that, like, are they worse than the sixth best team in the NL? I don't know. I don't think so, but 220, I think, is a good price to find out.
He's Adam Rosenberg. You can find his work over at outlier.bet. Adam, good luck on all your bets today, buddy.
Yeah, good luck, guys. Thanks for having me.
We are at the end of the first, 24-18 in favor of the Magic. A scoring bonanza there in the last minute to get us to 24-18. We'll continue to update you here in our first NFL MVP draft of the year.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is The Handle with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you don't have a DraftKings Sportsbook account, go in. Download DraftKings Sportsbook from the App Store. Go in, make your deposit. But when you make that deposit, use promo code VSiN, V-S-I-N. Make that first bet of at least $5. We're going to give you $200 instantly in bonus bets. It's as easy as that. DraftKings Sportsbook, make that deposit. Use promo code VSiN, V-S-I-N. A bet of at least $5, we're going to give you $200 instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours. 29-18 currently in this basketball game that has been less than aesthetically pleasing.
I mean, I've loved it. I think it's beautiful.
From a betting standpoint, it has been great. From a fan of watching basketballs go into the hoop, not so much.
Yeah, not a lot of offense. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen Cleveland score in the second half or second quarter yet. A lot of 2 and 3 point minutes in this game, and we're just seeing the in-game total plummet.
So we are going to go in and we're going to draft 5 players to win MVP each. We're going to get a team. We're going to get a roster here between the two of us, and we're going to do snake draft. And so we have taken a 2014 version of an American quarter. This is worth 34 cents Canadian, if anybody was wondering. I'm going to flip it heads or tails. You get to call it in the air as to see who gets to go first and draft Patrick Mahomes. So that's basically what we're flipping for Patrick Mahomes right here. So off we go.
Heads.
There it is. You called the heads. What are we looking at?
We're looking at heads.
It is heads. First pick to one, Mike Sonich.
Give me Jared Goff, 40-1.
Wild. Oh, right off the bat. And that is unfortunate because that was my first pick. Oh, no. I have to go a different strategy now.
I knew whoever won the coin toss was taking Jared Goff. 40-1, a wild number for an offense that did not lose anything. That was wildly efficient, a team that could easily end up as the number one seed in the NFC. I liked this bet when he was 30-1 right after the Super Bowl. 40-1. I don't know why he's floating up. Where is the love for Jared Goff?
This bet is in my account. I have this bet in my account.
Like this was the easy number one pick in this one.
This bet is in my account. There is absolutely nothing to nitpick about putting this in your account. Again, Jared Goff only has to play his way into the conversation, and you can monetize a 40-1 in an MVP market. Like, that's easy. It's much easier to do than some of these other tickets that you get and figuring out how to monetize. Like, if Jared Goff plays his way into the conversation, he's going to get down to 6, 7, 4, 5, something like that. And then now you're going in, you're making money. It's great. It's a great ticket.
We've talked about how, like, you need to hit, it's kind of like a parlay hitting the MVP, mm-hmm. right? You have to have a team that's good. They have to be competing for winning the number one seed in their conference. They have to have a dynamic offense. Guess what? Detroit checks all of those boxes. They could easily be the number one seed heading into the playoffs. That offense is going to be dynamic. Ben Johnson doesn't go anywhere. They don't lose their OC. That was the big storyline heading into the offseason. And you're sitting here 40-1 with a quarterback?
Man, I was such a bummer that you took that. I was trying to lead the witness too when I said to take Mahomes. Trying to lead the witness.
I 100% knew Goff was going first in this
draft. So here we go. I've got to like make the pivot here, and I will take Jalen Hurts at 15-1. This is an Eagles team that I think a lot of people have disrespected. You and I are a much higher sentiment of this Eagles team than a lot of people do out there. I think they forget that the first half of the season, this was one of the, if not the best teams in the NFL. Did they fade down the stretch? Sure. But we still have a very good offense. They've secured these receivers as well. All these guys are coming in. There's not going to be any diva stuff going on. No trade me. Any of these guys are locked up, ready to go in. And Jalen Hurts, people forget, contributes in a couple of different ways too that can help with an MVP ticket because he's going to do stuff with his legs as well.
Yeah, I like the Jalen Hurts pick as well. This was someone I played last year and he became the favorite in this market later into the season when they were sitting at 11-1, and then they went through that hellacious stretch of their schedule where they lost a couple games and the wheels kind of fell off for them. They're not going to have that same schedule. They're not going to have a first place schedule this year. It's going to be easier for them to be able to maneuver through this. I think Hurts has some value there sitting at that number.
I'll go down the board for my second pick again, doing snake draft stuff here. I wish the number was longer. I don't like what they did in the draft with their first pick, but give me Kirk Cousins at 35-1. You play in a division in which he's going to go and he's going to win the division. So like he's part one, check. You tick that off the box. What if they mess around and win 12, 13 games, something like that? Kirk Cousins is going to be at least in the discussion to win the MVP. Again, I wish the number was a little bit longer, but he's got the weapons. He's got guys that he can throw to. They're going to win the games. So that's kind of a prerequisite as well. Easy division. Give me Kirk Cousins at 35-1.
I don't hate it. That was another one where I probably would have taken it later in the draft, but I think Kirk Cousins has some value sitting on the board. Look, I took the best team in the NFC. Well, probably second best. Niners are still pretty good. Give me the best team in the AFC's quarterback. I'll take Patrick Mahomes at plus 600 here. I'm not sure the value is wonderful, but doing this in this draft style, like I'm not betting Patrick Mahomes right now to win the MVP, but because we are competing against each other and having the winner would be kind of nice, I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes there at 6-1 on the board because the narrative is going to be there.
Yeah.
He hasn't won in a couple years. You've got a team that's going to be very good. I like what they did in the draft, adding Worthy. That gives them some speed as well. I think you're going to see a better offense from Kansas City this year than you did last year. And the defense may not be quite as good, which could also lead to more opportunities for Patrick Mahomes to put up some numbers. So I'll take Patrick Mahomes as my first pick on this side of the snake.
You get to go again, my friend. And I am wondering if we see a back-to-back of kind of shorties here.
No, we won't.
Okay.
I am going to go homer pick.
All right.
Give me Tua. 22-1.
All right. Tua Tagovailoa, who now, by the way, is a wide receiver 3 named Odell Beckham Jr.
And this is another situation where when I talk about Miami and I talk about the frustrations I've had in the offseason, they're all on the defensive side of the ball. The offense has not lost anything here. You've still got Hill. You've still got Waddle. You've got multiple speed running backs as well now in that Miami backfield. Now you add Odell Beckham. And again, it's a defense that if they're not as good, Tua's going to have to throw the football. Another guy who was short in this market later in the season, and they kind of faded off a little bit toward the end. I think Tua has the opportunity to outpace his stats from last year, and you know they're going to be there because you know they're going to be throwing the football down in Miami. And again, not really worried about the weather. You mentioned the dome, right? When we were talking about J.J. McCarthy, you get the dome factor with Goff. You also get the weather factor with Miami. And again, who's going to win this division? It could be Miami by open lengths. And if that's the case, you can make a case for Tua to win the MVP. So 22-1, not a bad price.
Coming back off of major injury is never easy. And a wide receiver that wants out of town, also never easy. But I think we forget just how good Joe Jesus H. Burrow is, and we're going to go ahead and put him on the squad here at 9-1. Better offensive line. They've done some work there. That was the thing that they really, really had to do. They addressed the issues with him there. The whole T. Higgins situation is the only reason why this is a pick that I don't love, because you do wonder if T. Higgins becomes a distraction, right? And that is, you need T. for him to get home. You're going to need T. Higgins playing at a level for Joe Burrow's ticket to get home on all this. But Mike, I like what they did in the offseason to address the offensive line issues. I like what they have done with play calling specifically for Joe Burrow. Like they have evolved from year one, where they were basically calling plays to get him killed. And they now have a very good system in place for him to maximize his talent. So I wish T. Higgins was happy, or they would pay him, or they would trade him and get him out or whatever. But Burrow at 9-1, just based off talent.
Yeah, look, Burrow, Allen, at these prices this late in the draft, not against play taking guys like that. So I think that Burrow makes sense there, especially on the bounce back season. Key for him is the offseason, right? Can he be healthy headed into the preseason, headed into the regular season? We've had so many injury issues with him early in the season the last couple of years. It's really messed up the Bengals' seasons.
Everybody has crowned the Texans. I'm not going to do it. Give me Trevor Lawrence at 25-1. Does he finally live up to the billing that we had when he came out as the can't miss? This is it. Trevor Lawrence, the can't miss prospect. He is this guy. He's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. We haven't seen it yet, Mike. We've seen flashes. We haven't seen it all. Now you get him as a air quote underdog role, in which the Texans are kind of getting all the love there in that division. Now they could come through. Maybe they win that division. Maybe they are playing up to a little bit over expectations. So Trevor Lawrence could at least play himself into the conversation. So I like that at 25-1.
I don't hate the Lawrence pick. The pretty slim pickings now at this point. Not guys I would put in my account.
Exactly.
But again, if we're doing the draft, you can make a case. Guys that I think could win the MVP. I'm going to go with Dak Prescott, 15-1.
Yep.
Again, dynamic offense. You've got CeeDee Lamb. I would expect you're going to see quite a few points from this Dallas team. They have the opportunity to be very good. Not a team I love here, but with what's left on the board, Prescott at 15-1 makes sense. And then I will go back to the NFC. I'll take Brock Purdy at 12-1. Another guy who late in the season got a ton of love. Not someone I want in my account at 12-1. But again, when you're doing this draft and you're trying to find guys at those 9th or 10th pick, Purdy to me makes sense to be able to have a shot to be much shorter later in the season. And someone, again, could easily win the number one seed in the NFC. 12-1, I'll take a shot.
Guys that are still on the board that I want no interest in. CJ Stroud at 9-1. It's just too short of a number. Lamar Jackson went in back to back. I can't really see that happening. Jordan Love, I think the price has gotten crazy on him at 12-1. Herbert, I don't think the Chargers are going to be very good. So
agreed.
I think the 14-1, no good there. So you start to kind of tick, tick, tick down the list, or you have to just go all the way back to the top. And it's a bet on talent. I don't love the price, Josh Allen. I think that the Bills are probably going to be much worse this year than people think, but Josh Allen's going to run for X 100 yards. He's going to score X number of touchdowns with his feet. He's going to throw whatever. And if we get a situation where maybe this team is looked at as a little bit down and they overperform again, that's going to put him in the thick of things. I wouldn't put in the account, but at the end of the draft is how I would go with Josh Allen.
Yeah, I agree with the people we passed on as well. The only one I considered was Anthony Richardson, 35-1.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense, because a guy that again can get you the stats you need,
you get the rushing
to
touchdowns,
win an NFL type of deal. If you watch us over on DraftKings Network, do appreciate it. We continue over on VSiN.com. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.